Stop and smell the flowers. A few weeks ago, our granddaughter was playing in the backyard. She was so excited to be visiting that she was flitting from one activity to another to another. She was having so much fun. She didn't want to miss out on anything. And then a little later, I noticed she had stopped and was very gently leaning into the hanging flower basket. She gently and carefully took a reddish flower in her hand, edging her nose closer to the flower's center and taking it all in. I asked, "What are you doing, Hannah?" Her response, "Nanny, sometimes you have to stop and smell the flowers." I've been thinking about that statement for some time now. Spring and summer have brought with it the smell of fragrant flowers. It has brought life and enjoyment to us. But what does that truly mean? It's taking a moment in time, in the midst of life's chaos and craziness, to appreciate the world around us and our surroundings. How are we doing that this week? Are we stopping and taking the time to appreciate the things around us, to appreciate the beauty of nature, to appreciate the blue sky, the birds, the greenery, the intricate beauty of each flower, each one designed differently to provide a moment in time for us to enjoy? So wherever your day takes you today, I encourage you to stop and smell the flowers.